This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
And as always on a Wednesday, we're joined by local tech expert John Beeter. How's it going tonight, John?
It's going great, Ben.
Good, good. Let's get right to it. This first item sounds very interesting indeed. Tell us all about the Immersit.
The Immersit. It is a rumble, vibration, motion add-on that you can stick under your couch, your chair, even your bed. This is a new device that's really meant for adding to that in-home theater experience. And it is tied to movies and video games primarily, but in theory it could work with a lot of different other things. The really neat thing about it is that as you're watching that explosion happen, you can actually adjust the amount of vibration that happens in your seat. And it's hard to describe exactly what this little box is, but it actually moves up and down like a flight simulator would. But you stick it underneath your couch or your chair, and it will actually rumble your chair or your couch in time with the movie or even a video game.
So you just hook it up to your video game console or TV, or does it work wirelessly? How does it work?
It gets plugged in, and then it actually for the movies, you have to tell it what movie you're watching so that it plays the right kind of sequence of rumbling and things like that. And they've encoded all the latest blockbusters. And same with the video games. It's an add-on package that you would add into your Xbox and that type of thing. And it would basically intercept the gaming information and rumble your seat as you're getting shot at in Call of Duty or whatever.
Pretty cool. Is it available now, and how much is it?
It varies in price depending on the size of the motion that you want, between $500 and $1,000. And it's going to be shipping this Christmas.
All right, sounds good. Now, this next one is some pretty good news for Canadians who own an Apple Watch when it comes to insurance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Manulife has started up a new program in the U.S., and it's coming to Canada. It's called the Vitality Program. And what it uses your Apple Watch with an app that you have running, and it basically tracks your fitness goals. And it awards you points based on your accomplishments. And those accomplishment points then get turned into discounts on your insurance premiums the following year. As you accumulate points for working out and taking blood pressure monitoring, all those types of things that the watch can do automatically, it tallies up your score. And then at the end of the year, it will then send that data to the insurance company, and then you'll get a discount.
So the fitter you are, the more exercise you do, the more you can save.
Absolutely. It does get a little kind of sketchy as far as the privacy stuff goes, because what if you skip the gym and things like that, and then you have to make a claim? Are they going to hold some of those things against you in your claim? So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, especially with other insurance companies sort of tapping into the wearables data that people are collecting all the time on stuff that they wear.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's Manulife, and it's coming to Canada soon.
Yes, the Vitality Program, it's called.
Vitality Program. And finally, in light of course, what happened in Taiwan recently and all those buildings crumbling in that earthquake, this final item could really go a long way in helping, you know, such natural disasters. Tell us about the robotic roach.
Yeah, this is a really cool bit of research being done at the University of California at Berkeley. And what they discovered, or what scientists have known for a long time, is that cockroaches can pretty much survive anything. Everything from a nuclear, explosion to building collapses, those types of things. And so they were studying, how does a cockroach survive? What does it have that makes it unique? And they wanted to try to emulate this in type a search and rescue type robot. And so what they discovered is that when a cockroach, for example, is under, say, a collapsed wall, how it moves, even while it's compressed, it actually has these little spines on its legs. So maybe they can't move their legs, but their spines can actually tighten up and become like a little point of leverage, and they can actually wriggle that way. And so they can eventually move out of the obstacle in their way. And these same spines on their legs actually are sensory organs. So when they're not compressed, they can actually detect the environment around them.
Very neat.
So they've come up with this robot system called CRAM, Compressible Robot with Articulated Mechanisms. And it's a little tiny robot. And the theory is that eventually this type of technology will be used to be the first responder in a collapsed building, for example. The other nice thing about these things is they're very small. They can be equipped with cameras and tracking sensors. So they can actually go into a big pile of rubble where it could be very difficult to actually locate someone. They can actually find someone using a microphone or a camera, and then the cockroach itself actually has a tracking sensor so that they can home in on that when they're digging that person out. And at the same time, the robot being so small can get into very small spaces that, you know, nothing else could. And it also likely won't disrupt any structures that are still unstable, like a human would or certain digging tools and that type of thing.
All right, John, that's all of our time. Thanks for talking with us, and we'll talk to you in 1 week's time.
Take care.
Okay, good night. That's John Beeler, local tech expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday every week right here on the News 1130 Evening Show. I'm Ben Wilson. Coming up in just over 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.